What up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report, man. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024, man. Time now is 7:55 a.m. Your boy's in the beautiful city of Slidell, man, and you know, life is good, man. Right now, it's about 73 degrees out. A little warmish, but it is what it is. Gloomy day out, you know. And me, I'm probably in a gloomy feel, right? I mean, this, the clouds and everything is how I kind of feel right now, you know. When my energy is off, man, I just let my energy be off, and I don't bring my energy to other people. So you may call my phone and I may not answer, man. I don't care who you are. Like, when I'm in that spot, man, where I'm just trying to connect with the higher being, feel something, listen to a message or something, or try to understand something, man, I tell you, I just stay to myself and I just try to figure it out, right? And it's just how I, you know, that's just how I've been as I get into, you know, my older age, you know. I just, you know, because, like, a lot of times if my phone ring, it's somebody with a problem. I rarely get somebody to text me to be like, hey, bro, I got some good news. Or it's like always somebody wants some shit from me, man. And to be honest, I'm just tired. Like, don't fucking call me, man. If you ain't got nothing positive to tell me, if you ain't got nothing uplifting to tell me, man, don't fucking call me. Don't call me for no fucking favors. Don't call me for shit. Just leave me the fuck alone. That's how I be feeling, right? So, you know, and what been playing in my head is, like, if you're trying to build a business, right, build your brand, or build whatever, you can't do it off the support of friends and family, right? You can't build it off the support of friends and family. Let me tell you why. A lot of times, people are not happy for you to outshine them. And that's just the realities of life, right? And I don't know if it's a black thing, a white thing, an Asian thing, or what, because I'm not part of that community. But I just know, like, you get the strangest vibes from family, from old friends, and it's just crazy to me. And I know I have changed. Right? I know I have changed. I know I have grown. I know I have outgrown certain people, you know. And it's not to say that I'm better than you. I'm not saying that at all. But my mentality now is not that of what it used to be, right? And I see some of my old friends still doing the same thing we did when we was young. Like, that ain't me no more. That don't interest me at all. Like, for me, like, I love to see money grow, right? I don't like to waste money on something that I know is not gonna be able to turn me a profit if I was to sell it, right? Like, I'm not about to go to a club, right? I don't want to get drunk. I don't want to be social with people that I don't know. I don't want that energy around me. That's just how I am now. I don't want to go to a second line. I don't want to be around people. I don't want to go to a Hornets game. I don't want to go to a Saints game. I don't want to do shit where there's a lot of people around me, right? Because I don't want that energy. And that's just me. So I when I first started my business, and it just used to, like, bog my brain that, damn, like, nobody really said, man, congratulations on starting your business. And that's old friends, family, but they're not supposed to tell you this, right? Because you're outgrowing them, right? You're outgrowing them. You meet new people that's going in the same direction that you're going. And I have this saying, I'll be like, hey, I'm going to the water. And anybody can come to the water with me. Water is all around us, right? I'm going to the water. Anybody can go to the water. You can go there before me, after me, with me, on side of me, behind me. It don't matter. I'm telling you where I'm going. I am going to the water. And water is just basically a means of survival, right? Because if you get to the water, you can purify, you can swim, you can fish. It's so much stuff that we need for water, right? And that's what, in my mind, I am going to the water. I'm going to survival mode. I'm going to a place where I know I'm going to be able to survive. I'm going to be able to make some. I'm going to the water, right? So it was fucking with my mind real bad. And I'm just, every day I'm riding it, and that just pops into my head. It pops into my head. And now I'm like, damn, what is the fucking universe trying to tell me? You know, like, I'm asking how you're being, like, what is it? And this, and for me, this is what I got. It's like, gee, you're not the same dude no more. So people not gonna understand the moves you make. They're not gonna, we're not gonna have the same conversations, you know? Like, I'm talking about properties. I'm talking about trucking. I'm talking about investing. And some people, their mindset ain't there. That's what's fun to me. Like, I remember the chick used to be like, bro, only thing you do is work. And people, you know, even out of shit, a lot of people, right? That's all you do is work. That's all you do. Even my wife, man, that's all you think about is money and this and that and this and that. But what you got to realize is, you only get a short time in this realm. You only get a short time, right? It may seem like it's a long time to our human brain. It's like, damn, it's a long time. But in actuality, it's a short time you get here, right? So in that short time, if you produce life, if you take on a responsibility of life, it's your responsibility that in your demise, that life that you bought here, or that responsibility that you took on, is able to sustain when you're gone, right? That's the ultimate answer for me. And if a person mindset ain't like that, man, that's cool. Like, I'm not here to push none of my beliefs on nobody. This is just the space that I'm in right now. This is just my space, right? This is the space that I'm in. I'm comfortable here. I love it here. So, you know, you do what you do. Like, if you don't want to build generational wealth for your family, for the people that you love, then so be it. Do you. Whatever make you happy. But this is why I'm in another space. And me and you will not be able to probably occupy that same space like we used to, because of the mindset, the shift in our minds and our goals, our passions, our beliefs. So, and I'm cool with that. You know, like, man, I like I said, I don't think I'm better than nobody, right? I don't think I'm better than none of my old friends, none of my people I meet. I don't think I'm better than you. It's just that I'm on another path than you, right? And our space and time is going to be limited. So, and that brings me to the point of when you starting a business, and, you know, I see all these posts on social media about support. Man, you can't build a business off just friends and family support. It ain't gonna work, because you're building something that you want to get out to the masses, right? It'd be cool if your friends and your family shared it, right? Because a share is free. And that's another thing that, man, they ain't even got to share, to tell you the truth. Like, that's how I feel now. Like, where I'm at in life, man, like, you ain't even got to repost shit up. You ain't got to comment. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not my target audience no more. Because you're not going to understand what I'm doing. And that, I'm telling you, man, life, man, once you start to research, ask the higher being to show you, to teach you, and communicate with you, and you want you, the meaning that you get, that's the meaning. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody tell you that's not the meaning. It's just like how I feel right now. Nobody can't tell me that's not how I feel. Nobody can prove that I'm wrong, right? Because the only way to be able to prove that I'm wrong is through the actions that has been displayed. And that's going to take a whole fucking ship. Like, bing, 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 everybody liking, sharing, everybody showing support, everybody, you know, pushing your business. But this is just the facts of it. And now I got it, you know, I got the clarity of it, and I understand it. Because some people don't want to, some people... It'll bother you for a while until you understand it. It's just like, nah, I got people real close to me, like next to me, that they brain ain't where I think it should be to understand what I do and appreciate what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it is what it is. But for me, I'm an open book, and I'm gonna, if I feel like I'm not appreciated, I'm gonna go do what I gotta do to feel how I want to feel. And like when I talk about affairs that I had and everything, man, I like I said, I'm an open book. Like, it is what it is. I can't reverse the hands of time, and I can't predict the hands of time, right? I can't. But if I tell you I need something, it doesn't go for anybody. If I tell you I need something, you can't deliver what I need, I'm gonna go seek it somewhere else. Now, people probably saying, well, damn, dude, what if that person that you told needs something from you and you can't deliver, and they go seek it from somebody else? It is what it is. And y'all know, when I came out my mama's pussy, I was the only one. I was the only one. On November 19, 1976, I came out that motherfucker by myself. And I'm pretty sure when I die, I'm going to be judged by myself. All my actions that I have done, right? Nobody's gonna be able to jump in front of my judgment and say, hey, I'm gonna take his punishment. No, it don't work like that. So that's why in this realm, I only can try to control me, right? And as you see, some humans can't even control themselves. That's why I say I'm gonna try to control me to the best of my ability and pray, hey, please just let me be able to control my thoughts, my actions. You know, don't let me overreact, underreact. Just let me, you know, be that guy. So just from that, man, y'all just ponder on that today. You know, if you're trying to start something or build something, Just remember, you can't build your brand off just family and friends support. You got to hit a wider target audience. That's your goal. If friends and family support it and encourage you, so that's, I applaud that. But if they don't, man, don't let that shit bother you, man. Don't let that shit get you down. Because, like, I be reading these posts, and it's like, damn. But you gotta realize your friends, your family, they ain't your target audience. And a lot of times you gotta watch the ones closest to you. Cause that's just the nature of the beast, man. And like I said, I don't know about other races and all this other stuff, but you know, it is what it is. So I ain't gonna hold y'all up. Just drop that on you. Just don't get discouraged. Always chase your dreams. Whatever you want to do in life, man, whatever you want to do, if you just write it down a day, you're one step closer to achieving that dream. And don't let nobody tell you it's stupid and dumb. It ain't gonna work. Somebody done it already. Don't let nobody tell you that. If it's for you, it's gonna be for you, right? And then, if you write that shit down a day, it may come to you 30 years from now. If it's meant to be, it will be. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Most important part about life, try not to stress. Speak to your neighbors. If they speak back, good. If they don't, did your part. Thank y'all for tuning in for another episode of the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Thank you. You know, man.